As the goodness and love of God is the driving force behind everything he does and all the blessings he daily bestows, he can't be anything other than the way he is. He is immutable. He never ever changes. His immutability is probably the attribute I love most. I can be sure he's never going to change his mind about the way he feels towards me. He's good and he will always be that way. And he always makes the first move on us. When he created the world, he stood back and looked at what he'd made and declared it was very good. Genesis 1:31. He felt good in his heart about what he saw. The spontaneous goodness and joy of God is behind all, through all and underneath all he is and all he does. The cause of his goodness is in himself. Just as he is love, he does not love as we do, so his very essence is goodness itself, pure, unadulterated, unprocessed, holy and approachable goodness. His goodness is the ground of our faith, our expectation and our adherence. Psalm 62:5, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He's good, and he can't be any other way. We will have no ease of heart or soul while we seek happiness in things or people, the trivial and the worldly. We will have no rest, because he himself is our rest. You can seek satisfaction anywhere and everywhere and come back to the fact that we were created by him and for him. We're made in his image, we will spend eternity with him, and we'll find our rest in nothing less than he himself, nothing less than the nature of God towards us. And it's his desire that that very nature be formed in us, that we become unchangeable in our consistency, constancy and nature. It's his goodwill that he should be our all-sufficiency, nothing lacking. He's enough. He is enough. Julian of Norwich put it this way: God of your goodness, give me yourself, for you are sufficient for me. Moses put it this way: I pray you show me my glory, show me your glory. Moses, backed into a corner by God, cries out for what God most wants to give him, a glimpse of his glory. I will make all my goodness pass before you. And then he speaks of his goodness, his grace, his compassion. El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the Prested One, the Nurturer and Sustainer of all things, speaks of his eternal goodness and sufficiency to that which he created. Charles Wesley put it this way: O my God, my hope, my heavenly rest, my all of happiness below, grant my importunate request, to me thy goodness show, thy beatific face display, the brightness of eternal day. Before my faith's enlightened eyes, make all thy gracious goodness pass. Thy goodness is the sight I prize. O might I see thy smiling face, thy nature in my soul proclaim, reveal thy love, thy glorious name. The glory of God is the goodness of God. God's good. He always has been and he always will be, exactly like this. I joyously declare to you that the glory of God is the goodness of God, that he is immutable in his goodness towards you. He never ever changes the way he feels towards you. What he was, he is and always will be, and he calls you into an intimate relationship with himself, that you might know him, really know him. Mind that gap.